In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Welcome.
Thrilled to have you.
Do you now understand who you are?
Yes.
Is this beginning to make sense, who you
yes.
are?
Yes.
Do you see the magnificence that is you?
Yes.
Do you understand what that means?
Pretty much.
You see yourselves as equal, as empowered from the higher perspective, able to do anything that you want, able to take on any inspiration, to move past any fear. Do you realize that is what you're moving towards now? And how do you feel it? How do you feel this sensation of knowing who you truly are, of understanding what you're here to do, of realizing that you can literally be, have, and do anything in this reality? What does that mean? Well, it means that you have to see yourself as worthy, because the only way you could ever not understand that you're fully capable and worthy of doing whatever you're inspired to do is to believe in some way that you're not worthy, to hold on to some aspect of yourself as a victim and not the supreme creator of your reality, responsible for the creation of every single moment, to do whatever you were inspired to do, and acting on that inspiration because you knew that it was based on the intentions you set prior to your birth, and that everything, every event, every experience, every conversation, every book you read, every thought you think is leading you to your soul's purpose, to this higher purpose, to this calling, to the specific calling that you intended. And now you're in a space, a vibrational space, where you are ready to cast off the shackles of victimhood that held you at what we would say at a level that was a perspective of a lower perspective, where you could not see the magnificence of who you are. So as you gain your perspective while going through this course, while doing the daily spiritual practice, by meditating, as you gain this higher perspective of who you truly are, then you must discount any doubt. Then you must understand that doubt has no benefit, that there is nothing to doubt, that there is nothing to be afraid of, that there is literally nothing to fear. And in the understanding that there is nothing to fear, that there is nothing wrong, that everything is working out for you, that everything is leading you step by step to here, and then step by step to where you're going to go. All perfectly timed. All based on the intentions you set prior to your birth, based on those strong love-based desires that you intended before coming to this reality. And now you're on your way there. Some of you have made it there. And how will that feel when you get there? It'll feel as if you understand what is actually going on. The clarity, the relief, the joy, the bliss that comes from doing that which you're inspired to do. The confidence that comes with pushing past fear to do what you're inspired to do. All of that is up for grabs for you now. The only thing that will ever get in your way is that doubt that you're not worthy of that which you desire. And so we'd like to talk to you about this. Do you have an idea now from where you stand in this new position of who you really are?
Yes, I do.
And how does that feel?
Amazing.
And how does amazing feel?
It feels exactly what you said. Lots of clarity, relief, joy. Just seeing things from the higher perspective more and more. Realizing.
More ease, more calm, more confidence.
All of that. Thank you.
Less fear, less stress, less struggle, less effort.
Yes.
Excellent. And where are you going now?
Higher and higher.
And where is that going to take you?
It's going to take me into, I'm headed towards my intentions that I set prior to my birth.
And as they unfold, you will understand that you are worthy.
I'm understanding that more and more.
Yeah. And that, mm-hmm. and that when you look back at the past version of Wendy, do you see from this perspective now the confusion?
Yes,
very much. And you see that it was always there for you the entire time, that there was no reason to be confused?
Yes, yes. But momentum, lots of momentum.
And the momentum that, well, the trajectory that you chose.
Yes, absolutely. And I am so grateful for that trajectory.
Without that trajectory, you would never have made it here.
Exactly.
Excellent. Good. Exactly. Good. Would anyone else like to jump in?
I would like to ask something. So this morning I woke up feeling great, just ease and comfortability, appreciation for my comfortable bed and all that stuff. But I've noticed over this last week and in the past, but it came up again this past week when I've been feeling really good, is that sometimes when I wake up first thing in the morning, there's like this sense of panic before I'm even like fully awake to it. And I soothe myself out of it with, you know, good affirmations pretty well. I'm thinking it's just residue from the victim mentality that I've been carrying my whole life.
Imagine being a victim and then being told you're the creator of your reality. And then, so there's part of you that's going to be holding on to that fear, holding on to the need to protect yourself from danger, holding on to the idea that now you're once looking at the lions from outside the cage, far away in a zoo, and now you're a lion tamer. And you wake up in the morning and you are thinking, I'm going to be taming lions today. And you're thinking, first thought, I can't tame lions. Who am I to tame lions? But you are a magnificent and wonderful lion tamer. And so you go forth in your exploration of physical reality now from a new perspective. And that new perspective is not one of the victim. It's one of the creator. And yet there's a part of you that wants to hold on to this need to feel safe, need to be small, need to have a quiet life that doesn't push boundaries or test limits or push past fear. And so now you are becoming ready to push past fear, ready for what's next. And as you think about it, the fear looms large, as it always will. And so you soothe yourself, you talk to yourself, you write down your manifestation event, you prove that your limiting belief is false, you identify with who you truly are and not with the victim version of you, and then your vibration shifts. And as your vibration shift, there'll be a smaller voice calling for the return to victimhood. And that voice will get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And the panic will be less and less and less and less. And as you get good at processing that small victim voice, you can process any fear, any doubt, any limiting belief that pops up. So how long does it take you to resolve that little voice?
Within minutes.
Excellent. Good. Good. And there's a sign there of great progress.
Awesome.
Excellent. Yeah. Who else would like to go?
That's something I can relate to, that feeling like waking up in the morning, even, I mean, it's still happen, you know. That you said, like, yeah, that you asked how long it takes, because that's something that sometimes I forget, like, you know, like I beat myself up for having that feeling when I feel like I'm doing all of this, like putting all this effort into shifting the way that I see things. But yeah, like the ability to shift out of it within minutes is, I don't know, something that I'm practicing giving myself more credit for. So kudos, Melissa, because it is. And it feels like, I know part of what's scary to me about it is it feels like it comes out of nowhere, you know, when I am feeling so good. And it feels like, it's like, is this ever going to, like, am I just always, like, no matter whenever I get there, wherever there is, you know, is it still going to happen? And so I've accepted maybe, you know, and it's just like a sharpening block for regaining alignment or whatever.
Imagine the skill of facing fear and processing the fear quickly. Imagine that you are in actual danger. There's a rational fear. And so in order to deal effectively with that rational fear, you must process the fear. You must understand where you are and not just panic in the fear and turn away and run. That might not be the appropriate action. And so when the fear is irrational, and you still feel this feeling of fear, well, now you have the ability to quickly process it instead of just arbitrarily responding to urges and acting on these urges to change conditions. And so now you say, I feel the fear, I feel the negative emotion, and I am able to talk myself through it quickly before I take any action inspired by an urge to change a condition. And so as long as you're not acting on urges to change conditions, you're not spinning your wheels or going off on detours. You are effectively managing your life from a much higher perspective because you understand how the system works and the value of regaining your alignment. So then you're inspired and you're inspired and inspired, and then you face a fear and you have to process that fear all over again. And so the more inspired you get, and the faster you're moving towards this calling that you all have, just get good at processing fear. That's all you ever need to do, because that is the tool to moving quickly, as opposed to not knowing this information and simply reacting unconsciously to what is ever appearing to happen in your reality, seeing it as good or bad from your perspective. Now you know there is no good or bad. It's simply a neutral event determined by how I react to it, which creates my future reality. And so from this point forward, I understand that a fear is going to pop up, but I'm going to create my reality based on a proactive response to this irrational fear. If you can do that, you can literally transform worlds.
Yeah, and for me, I've noticed that when I do like process, I have a while and everything's fine, and then it's kind of like into a new level, a deep level of that fear. I may have that again, but like you said, can you process through it? But it may not go away, but that's okay because it's finding me level to look at.
Excellent. Good. Who else would like to go?
Right, I'm going to ask a question. I have, I think I, on that same subject, I also have these moments of tension. I was particularly resonating with the quote from this morning, homework, that talks from Joshua talking, if we were in your body, we would feel the tension, etc. I do have this sort of lingering, nagging feeling, sometimes a diffuse feeling, which I try to associate with some limiting beliefs that are still residue here and there. And I found that I've managed to find my balance now in looking at the moment and the perfection of the moment and really feeling it. And I found I managed to find my balance and some relief, a real sense of relief in that process. But going back to your introduction, I don't feel like I have found something. I know the feelings that I want to feel, but I don't feel like there is a particular thing, an inspired action that I want to take right now to for the next phase of my expansion. I'm still sort of waiting for that, and I'm not necessarily impatiently waiting for it, but I have a sense that it's still something that I need to come across.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
So as you raise your vibration, you become a match to things that resonate with the intentions you set prior to your birth. Mm-hmm. And yet those inspired actions must come at the perfect time. And you're in a process right now, and that process is not finished. So while you're feeling more empowered and while you're understanding the leverage of the universe, the how to leverage those forces, how to engage them in this idea of absolute acceptance of what is, you're playing around with these ideas now. Yeah. And so when we say, have you finally realized who you are? Well, that's sort of a trick question, because this is a journey of self-discovery. And so you can come to greater ideas of who you are, but this is a never-ending journey. So what we are playing with here is this idea of this expanded, authentic version of who you are that is ready for everything you truly want to manifest into your life. Now, that idea is based on this understanding of your absolute worthiness to receive every single thing that you truly want, as well as every single thing you think you want. We only point out a difference between what you truly want and what you think you want, so that it'll make it easier for you to let go of things, desires birthed out of contrast, birthed out of an ego protecting the persona, birthed out of the manipulation of the conditions in order to feel good. You see, when you have a desire that is based on some contrast where you think you are in lack, that desire then is based in fear, and it will never bring you the feeling you want. The feeling we are asking you to cultivate now is this feeling of absolute worthiness, without you having to be any different than you are now. That when you receive the inspiration, which will be coming, you will not see it as something beyond yourself. Had these ideas come to you several weeks ago, they may have appeared to be beyond yourself. As you're coming to the close of this program, you are going to see yourself from a higher and higher and higher perspective. And as you continue to do your daily spiritual practice, your meditations and your writings, and get into the ease and groove of moving towards that which you're inspired to and towards that which you know you intended to prior to your birth, as you get in that ease and groove and going with the flow of that, you are going to receive inspiration after inspiration. Just the mere fact that you can see yourself from a higher perspective and know for sure you are absolutely worthy of any idea that comes to your head. Then you get to play with these ideas and take a bundle of first steps. And in the taking of these first steps, you will be led swiftly to some idea that will be entertaining or fun or exciting or exhilarating. But yet, you don't have to cast aside your entire life right now and switch gears and run headfirst without a life preserver into the deep end of the pool with all hands on deck. You can do it slowly. You can just take these first little steps. What we're trying to point out here is that you are learning to see yourself from this higher perspective, so that when these ideas come, you will say, this makes sense. This is natural. This fits who I am. As opposed to before, when those same ideas would come, you would say, this is a crazy idea.
Dismiss them.
Yeah. You would dismiss them, exactly.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how I envisage it and how I'm living it at the moment. It's funny because I feel like I'm switching between those moments when I sort of forget all this because the reality is taking over and there's an avalanche of things and requests and I sort of lose myself in it, and then I suddenly remember and just kind of let go and completely completely regain my balance and just think, yeah, everything's fine. It's I'm being inspired to do everything in the perfect timing, and it's always working out. And I mean, that's been a recurring theme this week, and it's worked every time. And I've found a really very soothing sense of relief and satisfaction in that.
Excellent. What we also want you to look at is this idea, all of you, this idea of yourself in whatever jobs you might have. You work in a job with this idea that you are meant to be there. And of course, you are meant to be there. And of course, everything in that job you can explore in the way you intended to explore. Yet, you did not come into physical reality to have this specific job. No. You are far, 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 far beyond whatever job that you have. You're far, far, far beyond whatever job there could be. You are far, far, far beyond whatever profession there could be, you see. And so you're slotting yourselves into these jobs and trying to define yourself by feedback from the job. And yet the job can't even recognize who you are because you are so much more magnificent than any job that you have. And so while this job may provide some feelings of financial security, those feelings are actually based in lack. And you are actually exploring the subject of lack while holding on to some job that provides what, from a higher perspective, would be meager compensation, would be intensely meager compensation for who you truly are. And so the difference between who you know you are now compared to who you knew you were weeks ago is going to seem like it doesn't fit in the place where you are. And it doesn't fit at all. Yet you were a vibrational match to those work environments when at the time they were created. And you are all moving out of that to some extent. Doesn't mean you have to quit. Doesn't mean any of that. It just means that from this higher perspective, you do not fit in a profession that isn't fully utilizing all of what you know and who you are and your talents and attributes and uniqueness. The purpose of this exploration of physical reality is, of course, a process of self-discovery. And you discover who you are through the feedback of your reality. And part of that feedback is your relationships with other people. And part of that feedback is the job that you have. But in knowing that that job can't contain you and doesn't define you, you actually release talents and powers and attributes you didn't really realize you had within that work environment. And so if you choose to, you can soar in that work environment. You can soar in any other work environment, or you can soar in anything you want to do on your own. We're asking you to think outside this idea of this specific job or work environment that you have now and realize that if it gives you great joy, then it is absolutely where you should be. But if there is any disconnection at all, you must realize that the disconnection is coming between your vibration changing now, your vibration moving more. And when you start to see things that don't make sense in relation to who you really are, then these fissures will erupt. And we are saying you can work in these positions at a level 10 times what you're doing right now with 1/10 the energy, with all the ease and joy by engaging this higher emotional state of love. And not by thinking that the job, you need the job defines you, that the job is challenging, that any of this stuff. We want you to rise above this idea of what that job is. Because
Can you speak more on the adjustment that's happening as we're seeing things around us that no longer make sense, you know, like in these situations, knowing what we know, seeing things that don't make sense, how to allow that and be in it at the same time.
So imagine the Dalai Lama in any situation that you find yourself in. The Dalai Lama in your job. Would the Dalai Lama do your job? How long would the Dalai Lama last in your job? How long would the Dalai Lama last in whatever relationship you have? Well, how long would the Dalai Lama drive your car? This is what we're saying. You are far more powerful, influential, magnificent, limitless, and you are allowing yourselves to be put into these tiny little boxes. And we say, when you see yourself from the higher perspective, outside of that box, you're going to ask yourself, why am I contained in this little tiny box? You could climb out of that box at any time. Why am I contained? Why am I contained? I am more magnificent than this box, whatever the box is. I am more magnificent than this box. I can easily step out of this box. Why do I continue to stay within this box? The box doesn't make any sense. And what happens is, while you are seeing yourself as more magnificent than you can ever believe, from a higher perspective than you've ever held on yourself before, you're going to look at this box. There's going to be a conflict because you know that you're beyond the box, and yet you still spend time in the box. And so that fissure is going to erupt at some point. It's going to broaden. It's going to get more dynamic.
I've asked myself that question many times, and I've had that feeling for a long time.
Yes, now. But you would like to know what to do next. You would like to have it all laid out in front of you. You would like to have the security of a plan, of action, of a knowledge.
I've asked myself the question, if I feel like this, knowing what I know, I could just quit my job and trust that I will be secure and provided for. But my instinct is just to go with the flow of things with ease and know that the inspiration will come at the right time to do what I truly want to do.
Excellent.
And that's what I'm doing.
And you cannot overcome highly limiting beliefs that are deeply entrenched. You cannot jump out of an airplane with a parachute. We could tell you that you would land perfectly fine and you will never do it. But with the parachute, you might do it. So always remember that certain limiting beliefs will hold you apart from that which you are inspired to do.
And the current box, i.e. the job, is the perfect training ground for the time being until I outgrow it.
But how long
the other ones?
Yes, and you can always think to yourself, how long is the appropriate time? How long is the appropriate time? It's probably not as long as you think, because when you start seeing yourself from a higher perspective, then you'll start to see what's really happening, why you're really there. And so we're saying, think outside that box. Let your imagination fly. Mm-hmm. Play with that. You can do anything. We're not just talking to Arnaud. We're talking to everyone. Everyone who will ever listen to this is who we're talking to. Excellent.
Good. Thank you.
Hi, Joshua. Salut. What a coincidence. We're talking about jobs. I've been doing quite well the past couple of weeks in my job. And then yesterday I had a relapse. And I felt unworthy, not where I'm supposed to be, and not good at what I do. And
so how would you like to fix that problem?
Well, at the time, I just want to go home. But I know the boot camp is for my job, is to fix things or... it's about my job. I have to settle that, and because I'm happy and fine with everything, and this is where I need to work. This is the work I have to do.
And the only issue with your job is how you feel in the job.
Yeah.
It's not about how others feel about you. No. It's not about any worry or doubt or history or problem or anything going on. It's simply about how you choose to feel in that job. How you choose to feel either worthy of the paycheck that you receive or unworthy of the paycheck you receive. It's completely up to you. every step of the way. And we are saying that you are beyond that job. That job is insignificant. It's not even anything to think about. That you are fine with the job and you're fine without the job, and the job isn't anything other than a playground, other than a way to test your feelings, to test it against it. And you've had time to test it. You know that other people are feeling the same way you're feeling. You know that there's a aura of doubt amongst everyone, and that those who overcome that doubt are understanding themselves simply from a higher perspective. They are saying, if they appreciate me at this job, fine. If they don't need me anymore, fine. I'll always be fine. My talents and attributes are such that I will always be in demand, that I can work at a job, I can work outside a job, I can attract money in other ways. That is the only thing that's missing, is this idea that you are far more worthy than this job defines you.
I judge myself about that. I know it's not about the others, it's about me. And I think I'm not good enough. It's my feeling. And I can walk away from it, but it will come back to me in some other job or other situations.
Right.
I just feel bad because I think I'm not good enough at what I do.
Yes. And what's the evidence?
I want it to be perfect.
And why do you want to be perfect?
That's what I'm paid for.
No, you're not paid to be perfect. Why do you want to be perfect?
I don't know.
Because you attach your persona to your job.
Mm-hmm.
And do you ever get feedback that says you're perfect, even when you are perfect?
No.
So why do you care about that? They don't like you because you're perfect. You're not good because you're perfect.
But I don't like myself at that time.
Why not? Why is that? Because you were taught to be good, and the more good you were, the more love you received. It's a mm-hmm. programming. That's all it is. And you said, I have to be perfect in order to get love. In those times in my past that I was perceived as imperfect by my parents and other people around me, I had the feeling that love was being withheld from me. And that caused negative emotion. And I never want to feel that negative emotion again, because the negative emotion was painful. And mm-hmm. so I am going to control my environment by avoiding negative emotion as much as possible. Because to me, as a sensitive person, the negative emotion is too painful, because I don't even understand what negative emotion is. Simply the disconnection between my perspective and my inner self perspective, a message that how my vibration is being is not understanding what's really happening. So you developed, like many people do, this aura of control. You keep things small. You don't step out of your boundaries too much. You don't face potential hazards that may involve manifestation events, which could cause a negative emotion. And so you can live a small life outside of work, but in work you have to interact and you have to do what you're paid to do. And you want to be loved, and you define yourself by how well you think you do things. And so you have become your parents, and you are now doling out love when you perceive yourself to be good, and withholding love from yourself when you perceive yourself to be not good.
Mm-hmm.
But you're always good, because the job doesn't matter. All this is an illusion designed to let you see what you're doing to yourself. Now, if you can just step out of this for a second, and if you could realize that nobody is withholding or receiving love, that nobody can express love to you anyway, because it comes from the limited perspective of their own vibrational system of beneficial and limiting beliefs, right? From their limited perspective, they can only do what they can only do, but they can't even perceive who you are. They don't know the greatness and the magnificence that you are. They just have this perception of a body in front of them. And if you were to possibly, if this was even possible, translate something in complete nonsense and somebody else got it, the only reason, one, they would ever notice it is because it would be a match to their vibration. And two, the only reason they might ever say anything to you at all, ever, is because that triggered fear in them. You're not really producing anything. This is a exercise in manipulation of physical reality. There's nothing real going on here. It's all imaginary. You're getting to explore this idea of defining yourself based on your actions, defining yourself based on your conduct, defining yourself based on your subjective idea of who you're being and what you're doing and how you relate to everyone else. And so you're not really doing anything other than having a mental game inside your little box. And you say, when I finally get perfect in every single area of my life, then I'll feel good. I wish I was perfect. I wish I was perfect because then I'd feel good. I wish I was perfect because then I could accept myself. I wish I was perfect. I'm never getting perfect. It never seems to change. How come I'm not getting perfect? You can't get perfect. Why? Because you're the one doing the judging. So stop it.
Okay.
Give it up. You are what?
Magnificent being of pure positive love and acceptance.
The acceptance part. We want to highlight that part. Yeah. Acceptance part. Acceptance. You choose to accept all others as they are. No judgment on anyone else. You choose to accept yourself as you are. No judgment on yourself at all. You get to be exactly who you are. You allow yourself to be who you are. You allow others to be who you are. As you do that, you might notice something coming back. You might notice that other people accept you more. But if you can't accept yourself, you can't accept anyone else. And if you can't accept anyone else, those other people know you can't accept them. And so they want to keep their distance. Mm-hmm. Accept everyone else. Accept everyone else. Accept everyone else. Accept yourself. Accept yourself. Cultivate the feeling of acceptance. Work on that feeling of acceptance. Understand who you truly are. Realize that this is just a game you're playing that is not real. It might feel real, but it's not real. It was all set up intentionally by yourself in your childhood. And now you can change the game because you know more now. You have more information. You're doing more work. You can see things from a different perspective. And you're just starting this. You're just beginning this. And it'll get easier and easier and easier as you go.
Okay. Well, excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good.
Hello, Joshua. It's Greg.
Yes, Greg.
I have something kind of along the lines of that being good necessarily, but it's more I've been kind of thinking of the question of like being spiritual. And like, I guess society would say certain things are spiritual, therefore those things are good. And then that would mean that certain other things are not as good or bad or, you know, whatever. So where does like certain spiritual practices and being spiritual, if you could just kind of comment on that maybe a little bit.
We would say that you are living a physical reality as a spiritual being. The essence of who you are is spiritual. The greater part of you is spiritual. Spiritual, meaning non-physical. That's all. And we will say that in physical reality, you live a blended existence, part spiritual, your thoughts, your imagination, your feelings, your beliefs, your vibration, non-physical, part non-physical, and part physical, your five senses, the feedback that you get. Part of it is physical. It's an illusion. You perceive the illusion as if it were true, which is part of the game of this. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. The depth of emotion and feeling that you get happens because this is an interactive environment that feels so real. and you perceive yourself as a finite individual in this reality. But the other half of it is spiritual, meaning non-physical. And so we say, adopt a non-physical daily practice where you are bringing forth non-physical ideas onto physical paper, where you are spending time practicing thought, practicing meditation, practicing slowing of thought, practicing identifying thoughts that come in. You see, if you were just living purely physical, you'd be reacting to things that came your way in fear, not understanding if it was a rational fear or an irrational fear. You would be creating your life based on these haphazard, unconscious reactions instead of living a spiritual balance, realizing that there is inherently no wrong. And so that when you judge something as wrong, what you're saying is that you fear that thing. Now, have you looked at why you fear the thing? If you are a conscious creator, you are looking at why you fear the thing. This is aided by a daily spiritual practice where you are good at receiving thought, where you are good at clarity. You become clear and understand where you're good at raising your perspective, where all these tools that you're learning allow you to, in the moment, assess what is really happening, to decipher between the true reality that your inner self sees and this illusion that you are perceiving from a limited perspective. See, this is what enables you to navigate this real reality so that the intentions you set prior to your birth can be manifested. Without this understanding, you're sort of going by what society says you should do. And so that is often based in fear. Society's desires are often based in lack, and they tend to solve problems rather than be moved on inspiration towards the life they prefer or what they prefer, you see. So there is no bad in the universe. There's no wrong spiritual practice. But if you're understanding that just a few minutes a day in a day where you're awake 16 hours, well, if you were to take 10% of that or 5% of that, and commit that to a daily spiritual practice, you would have the benefit of consciously creating your reality instead of reacting unknowingly to what you perceive through a limited perspective without understanding how the system works. So do you have an idea of what some people might say is a good spiritual practice, where others might say is a bad spiritual practice?
Well, I mean, I think if you're having a discussion, I would say most people would say that definitely meditation is a good spiritual practice. I think maybe someone being vegan, some people might say is good and some people might say is bad. That's
just, yoga might be a spiritual practice.
Yeah, love yoga.
Long walks in the woods.
Yeah.
Writing poetry, playing music, creating anything could be a spiritual practice. Anything done with intentionality? Absolutely.
Good. Okay.
Anything based in fear, we'd say, isn't useful.
Excellent.
Good. We have time for one more. If anyone's brave enough to push past fear.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Sue.
Earlier, I had asked you about, I sent you a letter about my week. And at the beginning of the week, Gary had actually asked if we had any manifestations. And I was like, didn't really think of anything that, you know, crossed my mind. But then when I thought about it afterwards, I kind of manifested an odd week of my business partner being sick all week long, which put a little bit of stress anyway on the business. So we have to kind of fill in her shoes. And sometimes you just do something that's just automatic and you don't really think about it or have a judgment about it. You just kind of take over and do what you got to do.
This and is wonderful illustration here. Now, there's two approaches to this exact scenario. Mm-hmm. The approach of the conscious creator and the approach of the victim of fate. The victim of fate would say, why does this happen to me? My partner is sick. Now I'm going to have to fulfill her shoes, do far more work than I'm used to doing. This isn't fair. We are partners. Why is she laying in bed while she should be working? She should be taking better care of herself. She should have seen this coming. We work in a health food store, for instance. The conscious creator says, here is my opportunity to express love to my partner. Here is my opportunity to shine, to take up slack, to feel good, to say, it doesn't matter if she's sick. It doesn't matter if I'm sick. This business is going to thrive. I can easily handle it. I will get support from others. It'll all work out. Two different possible scenarios. The one you took was the latter one of the conscious creator. And so the manifestation for you was this opportunity to stand in and feel the joy and the exhilaration of using your powers and your talents and your attributes to do what is in the best interest of yourself and those you love, including your customers and other employees, mm-hmm. and the community.
That's what I did.
Excellent. Fantastic. Very good. And this is why your partnership is blooming in love, yes. and the business is blooming in love. And so anytime you think of any other activity or bringing on another person, do it in love, not in fear that if you don't get the right person, this won't happen. The universe is sending you the right person. You just have to sit back. You don't have to judge anything. You just have to see what happens. Anytime you need anything, it has to be provided to you by a loving and supportive universe. You want to be a match to the love side of that, because you could be a match to the fear side too, because the universe doesn't really understand what's good or bad by Sue's perception of reality. It understands where your vibration is and what your focus is and what your limiting beliefs are. And so it's going to give you more of whatever you're focused on. If you're focused on calm and ease and everything's going to work out and the right people are come at the right time and business is going to bloom and we can keep this going as long as you want and the plans that I have don't matter anyway because everything is shifting and changing, so let's just enjoy it today while we can. And if someone pops in, let's just give them a shot, see what happens. We don't have to worry about, oh no, this needs to be a certain type of person to handle this certain thing. If they came, they're a match to whatever it is. They're either a match to you believing they're the right person or you a match believing they're the wrong person. But they came to be a match to whatever you're believing. So you might as well believe that you're going to attract the right person, the most spectacular, magnificent, incredible person who will be a perfect match to whatever beliefs and fears you have around that position. Same with your customers. You can attract the most loving, loyal, wonderful customers. Or you can complain about your customers and attract more of those. Excellent. Very good.
Thank you.
Well, this has been a thrilling, exciting, monumentous conversation with all you magnificent people. And we are thrilled to be a part of this each and every week. The energy of this group is like nothing we've ever experienced before. It's coursing through us. You might feel it coursing through you too. And as you think about what is coming, we ask you to open up to inspiration, to the ideas that are beyond your potential, your current perspective, we will say, that they're bigger and bigger and bigger. And these ideas are in perfect alignment with who you truly are. And all you have to do is get up to speed with those big ideas. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count.
We'll see you next time.